happens, but at times, many a times, like, we make a lot of excuses. We wait for opportunities to run out. We don't even push yourself. You don't make time for the things that you like doing. I read somewhere, there's a girl who's saying, like, what was the word? Yeah, you make time for what you want to make time. And by the way, remember to vote for me in the APV Awards, African Podcast and Voice Awards. I've been nominated in the Podcast Art of the Year category. So you guys remember to vote. Today is 6th August. I'm recording this on 6th August and voting ends on 10th August. So we literally have like 4 days to go. So vote. You can vote as many times as you want. You can vote. So vote. And let's bring this home, yeah? That's what's up. Hey, you know, I was actually thinking, why do I always record this episode at weird hours? Bro, like, but I think because, you know, it's literally like 2 a.m. here. But I think it's because I'm always the most creative at night. Like, my creative juices are always active at night. Like, I feel ideas just come to me when, like, at night. I don't know. It's just me. Is it weird? I don't know. But yeah, welcome to this episode. This is episode 68. You know, I need to get to 100 episodes before the end of the year. Will I make it? We're officially in August. So how many months to the end of the year? September, October, November, December. That's 4 months. So 4 months, 2 episodes a week, and 2 episodes a week times 4, that's 8. 8 episodes a month. 8 episodes a month times 4, that's 32 episodes. Yeah, I think I'm going to make it because 68 plus 32 is 100. So yeah, that means possibly my last episode of the year is gonna be episode 100, and it's gonna be special. It has to be special. So yeah, so you guys keep sharing the podcast, keep watching my vlogs on YouTube, guys. I have like cute vlogs. I don't know, but me, I love my vlogs. They're so cute. So you guys go and check out my life behind the scenes, life of a Kenyan podcaster before I start doing audiovisual of the podcast. Go check my vlogs. They're really cute. They're really dope. And Spoken Podcast K on YouTube. Subscribe, like, share, do all those good things. Yep. So let's get to it. Today's episode, I want to talk about getting things done. Yeah. It's time to get things done because the year is coming to an end. Sis, mwaka kanaisha, na siku zinaenda mbio. Like, we're just stressing to our graves, bro. Like, what the heck? Like, months move like weeks. Weeks move like days. And then days are now hours. I don't know. It's crazy. Like, where are we rushing to? Where is the world rushing to? Like, I remember when we were young, Vision 2030 used to look like 100 centuries. Vision 2030. Now, Vision 2030 is, well, literally 6 years. Vision 2030, bro. Let's get things done. Time is not on our side. That's what I'm realizing. Get your up. I don't wanna cuss. Get your nini up and get things done. Stop making excuses. Exactly. That's why I'm here today. Get your things together and figure your life out and stop making excuses. So let's talk about that. Getting things done, pushing yourself out there, getting out of your routine, stop making excuses. Because I remember when I was on a break, for the past 3 months, when I was on a break, I used to make a lot of excuses. I told you, I think the first episode of this season, when I was telling you guys, like, I was supposed to take my break, was supposed to be literally just a month. I was supposed to come back in May. But all those months, those 2 months, I've just been making excuses. I was like, not ready, not the best time. I'm not feeling like it. Okay, let me wait for this. Like, mipango ingiani, let me wait for this to do this. And then I used to make a lot of excuses. Which means if I hadn't been making those excuses, I would have launched season 3 at the time. I was 2 months behind. So you see, I'm 2 months behind literally. So stop making excuses, because I've just realized making excuses, like, it slows you down. It slows your process. It slows your success. What's the word? It elongates. Is it that? I don't know. It opposite of speeding up your success. It slows down your success. Just always making things like it's not the right time, like I don't feel like it, like I need to do this. Okay, I can't do this if I don't have this. Okay, no, we ain't doing that. You see, we're like four months, literally 4 months to the end of the year. Have you even achieved one goal of yours? Just one. Ata moja tu, babe, angalia kotu goals zako, angalia kotu vision board yako. Have you done the things you promised yourself when the year was starting? Am I just busy making excuses? No one owes you anything, by the way. So you get up. That's the biggest lesson I learned, and I'm so glad I overcame making excuses. And just so that's why I want to just encourage you guys today. Like, stop making excuses. If I was still making excuses, maybe at a single one, me record. Like, I will not even have started season 3. Mwaka ingeisha, and then the year comes to an end. I haven't launched season 3. Then I start regretting. The worst outcome of making excuses is regret, basically. So you're making excuses. No, I want to start this business. No, I want to start content creation, but I don't have the right phone. I want to start a podcast. I don't have a microphone. Or I want to start a podcast. I don't know how to start a podcast. I want to start a podcast, but I don't know if people are going to listen to me. I want to start a podcast, but what am I going to talk about? What do people say? You just make it. All I hear is excuses. All I hear is just, it's a you problem. Excuses are you problem. So you, Figure yourself out. Making excuses doesn't get you anywhere. Because when I was doing my research, actually, I was listening to Sarah Jakes Roberts, her preaching. She was talking about getting out of your routine and granting God the permission to get things done. Like, get out of your routine. Go out there, getting out of your routine and, like, granting God the permission. Like, granting God the permission to get things done, like granting God the permission to just take charge of your life. Basically, that's what she was saying. I like her preaching, by the way. She's one of my she's my favorite female preacher, and then my favorite male preacher is Joel Austin. Like, actually, guys, if you don't listen to them, try and listen to them. Yeah, I did learn a lot from their preaching. So she was talking about that, like getting out of your routine and stopping making excuses. Like me, I'm always that person. Currently, let me talk about this. I don't know if it's a stupid example, but I'm currently watching The Vampire Diaries. Bro, I'm Jane Chanua. Like, you guys never told me. Like, Vampire Diaries is a dope series. It's driving me crazy. I'm obsessed. I'm obsessed with Damon. Damon's Salvatore. Like, whoa, that series is crazy. Like, you know, when I was young, I remember the Vampire Diaries, like, was... The heat back when I was in primary, imagine. And I'm watching it when I'm an adult, when I'm in my 20s, literally, something that was launched in 2009. Like, what? You see, that's how you, like, being a content creator or being a, like, creating, just creating a production, that's how it lives. It's a legacy. Like, people, generations to come are gonna just be watching what you do and are gonna be impacted. Like, that really hit me, because this show started back in 2009. I was in class. I finished class 8 in 2012 2009. That makes it 3 years back. I was in almost class 5. Damn, imagine class 5. Hata siku anajua I'll be here. How many years? 2024 and 2009, those are how many years apart? 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 15, 17 years down the line, I'm going to be talking about this show here. Like, that is insane. Even me, maybe this podcast, some kid who is not even born, some kid, even his parents have not even met, he's gonna be listening to this podcast 17 years later. Maybe it's crazy. It's so crazy. So I'm watching Vampire Diaries now, and I think I always rate my show. I was saying that there's a show I watched the other day, Maestro something, and I was like, that's my favorite show of all time. Vampire Diaries just became my best show, my best series ever. I'm yet. I'll inform you guys if I get any series that is gonna replace it. But wow, it's so, I love it. The storytelling. That's how you write a story. That's like no. I'm currently watching season 7. I just started season 7, episode 1. Like no season has missed. They never missed the writers, the producers, the actors, the storyline. Ish, they snapped. Nothing missed. Like there's a reason for everything. Like no, you guys. And I don't know, but I think series Akitambo, like series, the era of 2000s, the series were dope. The era of Prison Break, The Vampire Diaries, those series were the best. Like you watch a series, the series is bit of, like 22 episodes, literally. That's a series has like, and a season has like 22 episodes. Like that's a, like the story is full. I'm really enjoying. Like I think I mean, if I finish season 3, if I finish this Vampire Diaries, I'm gonna like just look for another series which was produced at that time, the 2000s. Because I mean that era. Because I feel like those people told stories. Actually, a series are squeezing nowadays. Like you find a series has 6 episodes. No, me, especially me, you know me, I prefer series to movies. I rarely watch movies, by the way. I don't even, the last movie I watched, literally, even this year, if I would even watched a movie, I rarely, unless it's a hit, but I don't know, I don't like movies, I do not. I prefer watching movies when I'm going to theater, like just once, when I'm going to the movie theaters only, but it's just for me, like they're so short. Me, I like things that story, like the story adds up, the story, like you bring up a story, you create a story, you develop a story, like this, I love it. I love the aspect of storytelling, I love it so much. That's why I prefer series, and Vampire Diaries is my best series so far, like I'm so obsessed, like even me. Like when I start watching something and I'm intrigued, when I'm watching a series, my life literally stops until that series ends. I'm always like living in that, world. I don't know if it's crazy, but I'm always in that world with them until it ends. And then I'm like, oh, now what should I do with my life? Like now, you know, The Vampire Diaries has 8 seasons and I'm currently on season 7. And you know, I started watching it season 1, like was it 2 weeks ago? Like I've binge-watched it until Nico season 7, and each season has 22 episodes, so you can imagine how I've been consuming my time, and I've been making excuses. Like I've been making excuses, even like I need to do something, I'm procrastinating, like no, let me just watch another episode until I sleep late. I've been sleeping like for 4 hours. I'm operating on 4 hours of sleep because of this series. It's crazy. Like it's crazy, but I'm loving it. So that's something I've been like, I'm making excuses because I'm watching a new series. My life has come, like my life has stopped literally. And it has come to a pause because I have this nice series and I can't do anything until I finish this series. It's crazy. So I'm just making excuses like, okay, let me finish this. So that's just my example. That's what happens. But at times, many a times, like we make a lot of excuses. We wait for opportunities to run out. We don't even push yourself. You don't make time for the things that you like doing. I read somewhere there's a girl who's saying like, what was the word? You make time for what you wanna make time for. Mm-hmm. You make time for what you want to make time for. If you're passionate about it, if you want to do it, you're going to make time. But if you don't, you're going to just be procrastinating. You're going to be making excuses like, I don't have time. You're making like, no, you're supposed to start creating content. I don't want to. Even me, I was watching literally, that's why I'm up till now. I was watching The Vampire Diaries. I was watching it. I'm watching it the whole night and I had to stop and be disciplined and say, today's Tuesday, I'm supposed to record an episode for Wednesday. If I don't record it tonight, I'm not going to record it. So I had to be disciplined and had to pause the movie. As much as it was very interesting, I had to pause the movie and do my research and record this episode today. I had to get things done. You gotta get things done. Just as I'd watch it the whole night and then tomorrow, I'll still be watching it. And then Wednesday, I have no episode. So yeah, that's just a basic example, but that's what always happens. I think we always make excuses. We always just make small excuses that don't even make sense for not getting things done, and then you end up regretting it. So how do you get things done? You have a to-do list, guys. Have a to-do list. Write down things. Me, I'm always on, like, even my bed has a notebook. 2 notebooks. I'm always sleeping beside my notebooks. I have 2 notebooks beside me and a pen. Always. always, because I had have to write the things I need to do. Have to always write the things I am supposed to do. My plans, my goals, everything, I always write them down. So have a to-do list. It really helps you to get things done. And mostly it always comes to even working out. You guys, you're always making excuses. That now I'm guilty. Working out, now I'm guilty. Even this year I'm not even going to the gym. And it was I'm not even ashamed, because it was not on my goals this year. This year I didn't even feel like it, honestly. I was not feeling like working out this year, and I know it's bad, but I wasn't feeling. At least I've tried going on my walks. That's what I'm doing this year, just trying to keep my body active. I'm going on walks and skipping rope, but gym wasn't on my goal anyway. So I don't know if it's gonna be there next year, because I don't know. Yeah, but that's just an example. Have a to-do list, and then you have to sacrifice the time. You have to sacrifice the time. Even me now, I'm sacrificing the time recording this for you guys. I'm literally sacrificing the time I'll be watching Vampire Diaries. So you have to sacrifice. You have to. It all goes down to how bad do you want it? How bad do you want it? Ask yourself, how bad do you want it? It's hard, but you gotta make a sacrifice. You gotta make a sacrifice, because the more you make a sacrifice, the more you're consistent, the closer you are to getting what you want. If you keep making excuses, those things that you want, they're just gonna be those things that you want. They're not gonna be the things that you're gonna get. So you are just sitting there. We are four months before the year comes to an end. Then you're gonna cry. When people are going home, they're taking shopping for their parents. People are celebrating their savings, their money. What will you be doing? Will you be saying, Christmas is overrated, holidays are overrated? No, it's time. 4 months, but you still have time. You still have time. Even me, before I was recording this, I was even, because I always relate. Everything that I'm always talking about here is always the things that I'm relating. It's always the thing like I'm going through. I was even checking out my goals for this podcast that I had this year, and honestly speaking, I let myself down this year. I feel like half of the goals I wrote, I haven't done them yet. The projects I had for the podcast this year, half of them I haven't done them yet, and it's 4 years done, four months, sorry. We have 4 months left, and I don't know if I'm gonna do it. If I'm gonna like do them, I don't know. And I'm so stressed out. I've been making excuses, definitely, because that's why I'm shooting this. I've been making excuses, and then I've been procrastinating a lot. I've not been putting, like, I don't know. I've just been making a lot of excuses, and I feel so bad. And I don't know if I'm gonna make it and do this and do those projects before the end of the year. I don't know, but that's why I just wanted to encourage you guys. Don't be like me. Get things done. Stop making excuses. Get out of your routine. Show up. Even me, I'm trying to always record. You know, it's hard. Literally, it's hard. It's hard to release 2 episodes a week, bro. It's exhausting. Even trying to think of the content to upload, it's exhausting. Trying to do the content, and then it's just a lot of work. But you have to show up. I show up. Even if what happens, I have to upload on Wednesday. I have to upload on Sunday, because I'm doing my due diligence. I have to be accountable. People are looking. Even people are, someone out there is waiting for Unspoken. Like, Anajua Unspoken, Wednesday, there's an episode. And people will notice. Don't think people don't notice. Someone knows Unspoken uploads on Wednesday and Sunday. And then me, I'm sitting here watching Vampire Diaries. And I have not uploaded. So I have to get things done. That's what I am here to tell you guys. Go out there and get things done. Have a to-do list. Have a... What was it? There was something I was reading. What I've forgotten. Set reminders. Yeah. Something I'm doing. Set reminders. Set timers. That's also a good way to get things done. Set reminders. Set times. Even me, my calendar. My calendar is always full. You think like I'm busy, but no. My calendar is full of, I have a Zoom meeting. I need not to forget. I have to clean my house. Like, but then me, I have a routine. I live alone, yes, but I have a routine for cleaning. Like, Tuesday is for thorough cleaning. Thursday is for thorough skincare, thorough body care routine. Because sometimes life happens. Life, you get so, like, life in a kwanga too. Like, you get so busy, you forget sometimes to do a lot of things. You're like, 2 weeks has passed. You haven't done your skincare routine. 2 weeks have passed. You haven't done your laundry. 2 weeks has passed. You haven't cleaned your shoes. The little things. So, me, I set timers. I set reminders. I set my dates for everything. Like, On Tuesdays, me, I do thorough cleaning the whole house, everything, the toilet, the house, everything. I change my bed sheets every Tuesday, everything. I have it. I have to do that. On Thursday, thorough skincare. Of course, every day I do my skincare morning and evening, but now Thursday is for thorough skincare, thorough body care routine, scrubbing, doing, all those. Yeah, that's what I'm masking and everything. That's for Thursday. So I always remind myself. So that I can get things done. I'm like, and by the way, before I started doing this, since I started doing this, I have maintained it. And every Thursday, if it's Tuesday, I have to clean my house, thorough cleaning. So it really helps to set your reminders, to set your, like, to put dates on your calendar, add events on your calendar. It really helps you to stop making excuses and to get things done. So yeah. Even days for recording the podcast, like now, I want to do Thursdays, because so that I cannot be recording impromptu. I'm starting this thing where on Thursdays are for recording the episodes, the podcast, because I'm uploading every Wednesday and every Sunday. So Thursday, I'm recording the two episodes so that I don't have to, it's Tuesday, that's why I'm starting, I want to start tensing. I have to record, tomorrow's Wednesday. No, you don't work like that. You have to prepare your mind for all this stuff. So that's what I'm starting this week, by the way. I'm starting this week. But that's why I'm recording this on Tuesday, so that I upload it on Wednesday, so that by Thursday I start on a clean slate. So I'm recording two episodes for Sunday and Wednesday. You see, get things done. Learn from me, yeah? So I just wanted, that's my insights. I just wanted to share with you guys my insights of what I'm doing. And yeah, just get up and stop making excuses. Get things done, yeah? So I hope you guys have learned something. I know they're short and sweet. I took up a quest. But yeah, I hope you guys have learned something from this episode. And hope you guys have learned something from this, to just get up and stop making excuses. And you guys, if you haven't watched Vampire Diaries and you love series and you love storytelling, watch it. Take it from me. Watch that series. I'm obsessed. I'm doing Tanua Mbona. So watch that series. It's my best series so far. It's my best ever. Until I find the one that beats it, I'm gonna tell you guys. So let me go back to my series. Let me go back and watch till morning, because I have a lot. I'm on episode 2. I have a whole 20 episodes to watch. It's gonna be a long night. So guys, speakers, I'm gonna have to love you and leave you guys. Remember to vote for me. Subscribe on YouTube. Vote. I don't know what happened to Spotify for podcasters. I can't add another link. I tried it to add the voting link on the last episode. I couldn't. When I tried copy pasting it, I can't. I think when they changed it there, Spotify changed it and they merged with Spotify podcasters, so you have to connect your podcasters account to your Spotify account. So I think while they're doing those other stuff, they removed that. You can't put other link. That's what I'm noticing. So yeah, the link, anyway, if you need the link is on all my social media platforms, on my bio. Just check it, click it, vote. You can vote as many times as you want with your email. You wake up, you vote. Before you sleep, vote. Before you eat, vote. And do all those good things. I'll see you on the next episode, guys. Bye bye.